Hi, friends. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Today, we're going to finish up Job chapter 19, verses 14 through 29 in the World English Bible. This is what it says. This is Job speaking. My relatives have gone away. My familiar friends have forgotten me. Those who dwell in my house and my maids consider me a stranger. I am an alien in their sight. I call to my servant and he gives me no answer. I beg him with my mouth. My breath is offensive to my wife. I am loathsome to the children of my own mother. Even young children despise me. If I arise, they speak against me. All my familiar friends abhor me. They whom I loved have turned against me. My bones stick to my skin and to my flesh. I have escaped by the skin of my teeth. Have pity on me. Have pity on me, you, my friends, for the hand of God has touched me. Why do you persecute me as God and are not satisfied with my flesh? Oh, that my words were now written. Oh, that they were inscribed in a book, that with an iron pen and lead they were engraved in the rock forever. But as for me, I know that my Redeemer lives. In the end, he will stand upon the earth. After my skin is destroyed, then I will see God in my flesh, whom I, even I, will see on my side. My eyes will see, and not as a stranger. My heart is consumed within me. If you say how we will persecute him, because of the root of the matter is found in me, be afraid of the sword. For wrath brings the punishments of the sword, that you may know there is judgment. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, I'm so, so grateful for this little bit of sunshine in the darkness. Even when Job feels forsaken by his wife with his bad breath and by his servants and everyone is avoiding him and all of his friends have walked the other way, even in this utmost loneliness, even when he is skin and bones and wanting to die, he says these words in verse 25, but as for me, I know that my Redeemer lives. In the end, he will stand upon the earth. And then later he talks about he's going to see God in his flesh. And you see this transformation from chapter 1 where he hears from God and at the end of Job where he actually sees God. And so, Lord, this is a bit of the transformation that you want in us, that we might hear about you and experience you through hearing, but we want to taste and see that the Lord is good. Through our trials, one of the beautiful things about suffering, even though it's hard, is that we go from hearing to seeing. And Lord, that's my prayer for my friend today who's walking through the valley of the shadow of death, that they would realize that it is for their good, even though, gosh, it's hard to say. But in the midst of that suffering, you do this phenomenal work of helping us to see you. You are with us. You walk alongside us. You gird us up with strength. You shelter us in under your mighty hand. You shelter us from the conspiracy of lies and other things that are told against us. You protect us from the storm. And even in the midst of the storm, when we're experiencing suffering, you are the God who is with. And now, as I spring forward to the New Testament and to the fact that we are now the sanctuary of God and the very Holy Spirit of God, the third person of the Trinity lives within us. And so we can know that you live because of that witness inside of us. We have life everlasting, the Holy Spirit as our down payment on heaven and the strength of our lives and the comforter that gives us the comfort that we need. And so, Lord, maybe we've forgotten that. Help us to preach the gospel again to ourselves, that we have been forgiven. As we repent of our sins, we've been forgiven, and we have been endowed with presence, your presence from on high. We have the Holy Spirit. We are the temple of God, the Holy Spirit housing the Spirit within us, and we're so grateful that we are not left behind as orphans, but we are children and we are friends of you. Lord, I pray that the suffering that we are experiencing now will not compare to the beauty that is to come, and that you would give us the perspective that we need to know that the suffering means something. Lord, please let it mean something. Pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought, Today's podcast is brought to you by Lynita Smith. She's written a book called Curtain Call, a memoir, and it is an amazing book. And I had the privilege of being able to actually know her and to read the book and to endorse it. And so she is a real person who, I mean, not that she's fake or anything like that, but she is a real person who has walked through an extreme trial of a difficult past and experienced the healing of God from her past story so that she can live with joy and hope and perseverance today. So she is just a bright light. And because she is a bright light, she's written a book that also is a bright light. It's called Curtain Call, a memoir. She now lives as an empty nester with her husband in the Pacific Northwest when she's not writing or editing. She is at the local coffee shop gabbing with friends, teaching Bible study, or snuggled up with a good book. So this is Lynita, and she's sponsoring this show today. Pick up her book, Curtain Call, a memoir. It's a delight, and it will be very encouraging to you. She uses the metaphor of a stage and acting. And so if you have that kind of background, I think it will be particularly interesting to you. So Lynita, thank you so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day.